Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Smokey Bear is celebrating its 75th anniversary, and of course everyone knows the Smokey Bear saying, only you can prevent wildfires, and that campaign is the longest running PSA campaign in U.S. history. And with me now I have Mark Thibodeau, Acting Fire Information Officer for the U.S. Forest Service, and we're going to be talking about wildfire prevention and Smokey Bear's 75th anniversary. So thank you for joining me today, Mark. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. It's great to be on the air with you.
Now, first of all, tell us, how did Smokey Bear get started? I know it's one of the longest advertising campaigns in U.S. history, so tell us how it all got started.
Yeah, that's right. So August 9th, 1944, there was a concerted effort from the United States Forest Service, the Ag Council, and the National Association of State Foresters to protect our nation's natural resources because of the wartime efforts. There was some a need to protect our nation's natural resources to help support the war. So they got together and they decided that Smokey Bear was going to be created and would be the iconic individual that we know today to help support fire prevention with his iconic message of only you can prevent wildfires.
Now, how has Smokey the Bear remained relevant in modern times?
Yeah, so, you know, like we said, it started August 9th, 1944, so that was more of a paper product, right, that we noticed posters and things like that. And then as we moved to the 2000s now, we actually have a new campaign going with animated emojis with some of our biggest famous stars that support Smokey Bear, such as Betty White, Al Roker, and Jeff Foxworthy, just to name a few, really trying to reach the younger generations and making sure that that message of only you can prevent wildfires will remain relevant not only for this generation, but future generations to come.
Is wildfire prevention actually having an impact?
Yeah, so in the 40s, we saw about 100,000 human-caused ignitions in the 40s on average, and we've seen a dramatic reduction in that number to 56,000. And that may seem like still quite a few wildfires that are unintended, and that would be right. But if you consider that the American population has almost tripled in that time as well, it is a pretty good reduction in the number of human-caused fires. But 9 out of 10 are still caused by human beings. So we really would like to see that number drop all the way down to zero if we could. We really need the public to really take responsibility and try to prevent those fires before those start.
Now, what is actually going on with Smokey Bear's 75th birthday celebration? Are there any special plans?
Oh, we've done a lot of things throughout the year, and we're going to continue to have fun and celebrate Smokey's birthday. So this year we've been to the Tournament of Roses Parade. We've had a new exhibit opened at the Smithsonian Zoo, and we plan to take the Smokey balloon to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and participate in that as well. So it's been going on all year, but one thing that you can do is go to smokeybear.com and see if there's any local events happening right near you. There's a nice little map where you can just click on the state, and you should be able to be notified if there's any Smokey Bear birthday events happening near you.
Now, you mentioned some of the people that will be getting on board for this and new advertising campaigns. Sam Elliott, I believe, has been the voice of Smokey the Bear over all these years. Is that correct?
That is true. Currently, Sam Elliott is the voice of Smokey Bear.
And tell us again, who are some of the celebrities that are going to be on board for this Smokey Bear campaign?
Jeff Foxworthy, Betty White, Al Roker, just to name a few.
Now, tell us, go into a little more detail about what the wildfire prevention campaign is all about.
It's the reduction of unwanted human-caused fires, and, you know, ultimately I believe it's the preservation of life, because as we've seen, sometimes devastating wildfires can have a significant impact on life and property. So curbing those unwanted human-caused ignitions, whether they're unintentional, would be a great help in curving that number, and only you can prevent wildfires.
Here in Southern California, wildfire prevention, of course, is important year-round because, as you know, we've had some devastating wildfires in California over the last couple of years. So what can the normal person do to prevent wildfires, and where can they go to get more information?
To answer the question first, you can get more information at smokybear.com. But as we're going out to our national forest lands, it's a really good idea if we're pulling a trailer not to be dragging those chains, because one spark from that chain could actually cause a wildfire. And then when we get to our national forest lands, if we have tall, dry grass, let's try not to park in that, because the heat from your exhaust can actually catch the grass on fire, start a wildfire. And then if we're camping and restrictions do allow us to have campfires, then make sure that we put that campfire out, or maybe even our charcoal grills. Make sure they're out cold to the touch before we discard them.
And once again, give us that website where we can go to get more information.
Yeah, smokybear.com.
Okay, great. And if there's one thing that you can impress upon our listeners about this wildfire prevention campaign, what would that be?
Only you can prevent wildfires, and we really need to see that number reduced, right? So 9 out of 10 fires, I feel, and I know that folks want to do a better job, and I feel like we can all pitch in to do some fire prevention and take some preventative measures, personal responsibility to lower that number. I think that would be the best birthday present that Smokey Bear could possibly receive.
Okay, Mark Thibodeau, Acting Fire Information Officer for the U.S. Forest Service, and we've been talking about wildfire prevention and Smokey Bear's 75th anniversary. So thanks once again for joining me today, Mark. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.